The ABC has obtained shocking CCTV vision of Aboriginal children and teenagers being roughly handled and threatened at the Alice Springs Police Watch House. A police officer can be heard making threats and is seen twisting the arm of one child behind his back. The Northern Territory's peak Aboriginal Justice Agency says the 2018 footage raises questions about whether anything has changed since the Royal Commission into youth detention. Stephanie Zillman has this exclusive report.
Think about where you are, all right? Now shut your mouths until you're spoken to.
You're hearing audio of an event captured on CCTV, obtained by the ABC under Freedom of Information laws. It's the 12th of March 2018. A group of Aboriginal youths are being processed at the Alice Springs Police Watch House. They've been arrested for unlawful use of a motor vehicle. The youngest is just 12, the oldest 16.
You're not in your car running around town anymore. Face that way, don't look at me, and don't look at him. Which is his boyfriend or something.
Things soon escalate. The incident was referred to in just a few lines of the Northern Territory Ombudsman's annual report. The footage captures what later became the subject of a police complaint, and the Ombudsman described the use of force and language of the officers as substantially exceeding the bounds of appropriate conduct.
What did you say? Did you agree to me? Did you agree to me? Every day. Yeah. Today's your day.
Put it here. Hurry up.
Don't put off what tomorrow or you can do today. You can't hang it because you're a little that's all you are.
You've got on shorts,
I'm on micro shorts.
You're watching this happen, so hurry up.
Threaten the police officer in a session, get knocked the. Anyone else want to be smart? I'm right in the mood for the job tonight, and I don't mind losing over belt out of one of you. Do you understand me? Good. When you're given an instruction, you follow it and that's it.
Lawyers for the children made a complaint to police about the incident. While the Ombudsman noted there were internal police disciplinary proceedings as a result, Northern Territory Police claim there are legal reasons preventing them from telling the public the outcome and what, if any, action was taken. David Woodruff is the Principal Legal Officer at the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency.
It is behaviour that needs to be condemned at the very highest levels of the Northern Territory Police.
Mr Woodruff says he's disturbed by the content of the CCTV and suggested Northern Territory Police have a culture of this kind of conduct. The ABC repeatedly approached the Northern Territory Police Commissioner, Jamie Chalker, for an interview, but he declined. Via a spokesman, Commissioner Chalker said he sets a high benchmark for behaviour of NT Police. David Woodruff again.
There needs to be openness and transparency in relation to complaints as serious as this matter.
June Oscar is the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner.
Disgusted with what I saw, what I heard. I'm appalled at the footage and the treatment of young people by the so-called authorities.
Ms Oscar said she believed Northern Territory Police should make the outcome of their investigation into the incident public.
Stephanie Zillman reporting.